Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall.
Rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. Great to be with you this morning. It is Friday. It is November 6th, 2020. And I want to say good morning to all of our friends in Missouri as we are broadcasting today on KNEO. That's 91.7 KNEO FM. Good morning to you on the FM dial and to all of our friends in Blog Talk Radio Land on Omega Radio and on Facebook and YouTube. Shalom. God bless you. What a day it is. I think today is going to be known as the day of epiphanies and revelations and understanding some things that have been mysterious and not understood properly. And I want to talk about them today. I believe it's going to be an exciting broadcast. We're going to be broadcasting for the next 90 minutes on YouTube and on Blog Talk and on Facebook. We'll have to say goodbye to our friends in Missouri right at the top of the hour. So let's get directly into it. Let's go right now to where I believe we need to be discussing what's going on. And I want to start with an article that was written by the Prophecy News Network. And it's talking about COVID passports. Now, this is just an introduction to where we're going today, but it's something everybody should become cognizant of and aware of. So here is the article. The World Health Organization recently admitted that lockdowns cause more harm than good. Following this announcement, one would have expected American politicians to immediately end the lockdowns. After all, the WHO's pronouncements are considered infallible, so much so that the social media sites silence anyone who dares challenge the great and powerful World Health Organization. Yet governors, mayors, and other governmental officials across the country are ignoring the WHO's anti-lockdown position. Instead of admitting that the lockdowns were a mistake, many in the political class, which includes a disturbing number of medical professionals whose positions and prestige depend on government, claim that we cannot return to normalcy until a coronavirus vaccine is in wide use. This suggests that people among the majority of Americans who do not wish to be vaccinated will remain under lockdown or be forced to be vaccinated against their will. The assault on our liberty will not end with deployment and use of a vaccine. Moncef Slaoui, the chief advisor of the Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed, a public-private partnership in charge of producing and delivering a coronavirus vaccine, has said that those who receive a vaccine will be monitored by incredibly precise tracking systems. Slowey has also indicated that tech giants Google and Oracle will help the government keep tabs on the vaccinated individuals. So the vaccine program will lead to an increase in government surveillance. Slowey is just the latest expert to endorse forcing the American people to relinquish their few remaining scraps of privacy to stop coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates have urged development of a digital certificate for those vaccinated for coronavirus. People without the certificate would find their liberty severely restricted. Those who think that the new surveillance system will be limited to coronavirus should remember that Social Security numbers were only supposed to be used to administer the Social Security program. They should also consider that the Patriot Act expansion of warrantless wiretapping was supposed to be limited to stopping terrorists. However, these powers have been used for a wide variety of purposes. Whenever government is given power to abuse our rights for one reason, it will inevitably use that power to abuse our rights for other reasons as well. Fauci and Gates' digital certificate could and likely will be expanded to include proof individuals have received a variety of other vaccines and medical treatments. The digital certificate could even extend to monitoring a person's lifestyle choices on the grounds that unhealthy habits make one more susceptible to diseases, similar to China's social score system, which monitors and rates every lifestyle decision you make. So the digital certificate could also be tied to the Real ID program to deny individuals who have not been vaccinated the right to travel. It could also be combined with a future mandatory e-verify system to deny unvaccinated individuals the right to hold a job. Those who consider this paranoia should consider Britain is already developing a COVID passport. Liberty lost in the war on COVID will not be voluntarily returned when the coronavirus threat ends, assuming the government ever stops moving the goalposts and declares that coronavirus threat is over. Instead, the people must be prepared to take back their liberty from the politicians. Fortunately, we still have the ability to do so by the peaceful means of educating our fellow citizens and pressuring our elected officials to reverse course. We must also do what we can to use these peaceful tools before we are in a dark winter of authoritarianism. All right, so that is the article I wanted to start off with today. And I want to move now into something that I find to be very interesting. I've been praying, if you've been following our ministry for any period of time, about a dream that I had over a year ago. I've been sharing this dream throughout the last maybe 14 months. You'll remember back in August of 2019, I had a dream on a Friday going into the early morning. And on that Friday, I dreamt about an active shooter on the West Coast, and I dreamt about an active shooter on the East Coast. Saturday, that active shooting scenario played out perfectly in El Paso, Texas, and later on in the evening in Daytona, Ohio. Or Dayton, Ohio, I'm sorry. And I saw this in a dream, and I started dreaming. I had two other dreams, and then I had a dream about Joe Biden winning the election. And if you will remember, in the dream, I saw him walking down the tunnel. He had his blue suit on. He had won the election, but he was terrified. He was terrified. Now, I've been asking two questions to the Lord. Why did you show me the dream of Joe Biden winning the election over a year ago when there were 21 candidates running for the presidency on the left? I mean, they were all running, and yet you showed me Joe Biden. And now we're watching on the television, something is happening where it appears that somebody's going to declare Joe Biden to be the president. Well, just yesterday, I received an article. And again, I've been praying, Lord, why did you show me this? Why did he win, but why was he terrified? Well, some friends sent me this, and it's about an election fraud update. And they said If you have been following for a long time and you know the term watch the waters, you probably understood it to mean the Three Gorges Dam, but it was never referring to that. The watch the water intel refers to the watermark on the official election ballots. The original ballots are also registered on a QFS blockchain to prevent fraud. 12 states were targeted. The National Guard has been deployed to 12 states: Alabama, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Texas, Wisconsin, Tennessee, Washington, Virginia, Delaware, Illinois, and Kentucky. And they are now counting the official ballots. The Dems fell right into the trap of this sting operation, and Trump has it all. Fraud will be exposed for the world to see, and it isn't. And isn't it fancy how the amazing Justice Amy Barrett was confirmed right before the election so that she can rightfully take care of the business of election fraud? Oh, and this is only the beginning of the epic times that lie ahead. So did Trump win by a landslide? You will soon see that he did. And so after that, there was another part of this. The Department of Homeland Security was in charge of printing the ballots. They put a hidden watermark that they said nothing about. A recount will reveal thousands of fake ballots and voter fraud, military sting operation, trust the plan. So when I heard this, and then I had my brother call in, who's going to be on the phone with us here in just 30 seconds, he had told me the same exact thing. And I was just this morning saying to Patricia, why did God show me the dream about Joe Biden winning? And why was he terrified? And I thought, now that I'm hearing about the watermark, is it possible that the reason in the dream that Joe Biden was terrified was because that he was caught in a snare with a bunch of other people of election fraud that would land them in a whole bunch of trouble? Well, let's talk about it just a little bit further. I want to go to the telephone lines, and I want to welcome my dear brother Don, if he's ready to call into the broadcast. Let me see if he's there. He's calling in from Indiana. He's not there yet, so I'll wait for Don to get on the line. But I thought that was interesting. Now, let me give you my personal take about what I believe about a watermark. If the official election ballots, okay, had a watermark on them, a secret watermark that the CIA had put on them to validate the true from the false, I would imagine they would have done that to the mail-in ballots and every other piece of paper that secret watermark would have been on the ballots. So if it shows up that there was election fraud and it goes to the Supreme Court, you know, and I know that all of this that is happening in our country is a destabilization. Now, maybe through law and order, stability would come to a nation that is honoring maybe the Lord. Huh? But the difficult thing to understand is after 60 years of opposing the will of God, the gospel of Christ, that literally was the foundation of our nation, the Judeo-Christian nation, it has been so hacked away. And now we're fighting for survival. We are now in, rather than stability all along because of our obedience and yieldedness to the gospel, we are now fighting for survival, and we're getting into now watermarks and election fraud. The left is not going to stand for that. In fact, they're saying right now that Joe Biden, more Secret Service are coming around him. They are now having air protection over him. So in Delaware, so there's ready for this movement where they're now talking about bodily removing Donald Trump from the White House. And then there are videos of the patriots in Arizona lining the highways by the tens of thousands, and it's all beginning to shape up to look like a revolution in the United States of America, the internal conflict. And this is the atmosphere, once again, that Dmitry Dudeman spoke about, that there would be internal strife and struggle, and the government would be trying to quench that, and at that time, the attack from without would come, and we would find ourselves in World War III. With a global community of enemies against the United States and against what we once stood for, at least. And, you know, both parties in America, Republican and Democrat, talk about, you know, our America. And it depends on whose philosophy you're listening to determine whose America are they talking about. So having said that, okay, a watermark has been, and I'm going to say supposedly, placed upon the ballots, the legal ballots throughout the nation before they were sent out in all of the election booths and the ballots and all of that. The actual legal ballots had a watermark. So every ballot that does not have the watermark was fraudulent. Now, how are they going to go through hundreds, million, we're talking about 150 million ballots to see which ones were legal and which ones were not? That's going to take a long process as well. So again, whether or not this is true, it certainly does give me an understanding why Joe Biden won the election but was terrified, because maybe this thing is going to backlash on him, which inevitably is going to create a spark of revolution. It does seem that regardless of what position or who wins this election, America is going into civil disorder, anarchy, rioting, bloodshed, just like the prophetic word said that it would. This is unfortunate and sad. We wish that there would be a winner, that Donald J. Trump, if he won in a landslide, like was said, that there would be an acceptance of him, just like there was an acceptance of Barack Hussein Obama. But we are not there any longer. The left doesn't play by the same rules as the Republicans, who sat down and did nothing. They allowed him for 8 years to literally transform our nation, leaving the White House with the rainbow colors firmly attached to it. So it's different time. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled, and that's what I really want to get into right now. I want to get into some Bible prophecy, and I want to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And as soon as I see Don calling into the broadcast, oops, I think I just made a mistake. Uh-oh. I think I just made a little mistake here. I exited out of the program. That's not good. So I have to do something here. Let me get over here. And let's cut this out on KNEO for sure. Oops. I'm having a hard time with this, so let me just enlarge this up. Let's go here. Let's go to the studio. And we're back online. Good. All right. So I want to go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And Don, I see you are on the line. And before I shift into scripture, if you would like to chat with me right now, let's get on, press 1 on the dial pad, and I'll bring you into the broadcast. But I want to wait for you to do that so I know that you're comfortable with talking. I know you're doing your work right now. So we'll wait for Don Huddle to give us a shout, and I believe he just did. So let's go ahead and take the call and just chat with the ex-Vietnam veteran and ATF officer, Don Huddle. Good morning, Brother Don. What is going on today with watermarks? What are you hearing, sir?
Well, good morning, Pastor. My understanding that the ballots, the official ballots, they were worked over by Homeland Security with invisible watermarking. Encrypted to where the ballots are smart, to where they actually can tell you where they were employed from. And evidently that was a trap set for whoever decided that they were going to commit fraud in this election. It was anticipated, knowing who they are, that the Democrats would do massive fraud in order to get Biden into office, and consequently his female partner there. So what I'm anticipating is going to happen now, I don't believe that President Trump's going to leave power. I don't think he's going to leave the White House. And I think his next move will be he's going to start rounding these people up. That's why he's moved a lot of National Guard into place, especially around the polling areas. So you're going to see a huge clampdown. Consequently, a lot of people, justifiably so, are going to get rounded up and incarcerated and held, probably for election fraud, even treason. And a lot of people that are behind it, hopefully, George Soros, Obama, Hillary Clinton, and all that ilk, they'll get rounded up hopefully first to where they cut the head off the snake. So I think that that's what's going to happen. There's no way actually President Trump can leave power under these circumstances. This has to be cleaned up, and it looks like this trap has been set and it's been sprung. So I think what's going to happen next, he's going to have to declare the Insurrection Act, which he said he would do if this started in the election. And, of course, probably this weekend there'll be rioting and burning everything else in the cities mm-hmm. by this communist fifth column organization called Black Lives Matter and Antifa. They're going to be the internal chaos that is going to create the atmosphere in which the Insurrection Act will be declared by President Trump. Once he does that, now there will he's going to disband the Constitution when he does that. And I think the last president that did that was Abraham Lincoln after the Civil War. So that's the environment that we're in. He's going to have to clean this up. And it's been, you know, I both know it's been long overdue. And if he doesn't do it, then we're going to be living under a communist form of government. And actually, there'll be a lot happening before that. I know about 8-9 months ago, just a few miles away from Washington, D.C., there was at least 50,000 armed militia that responded to Richmond. And I know that they're watching this, and they're ready to get involved, too. So all these threats that BLM is making that they're going to occupy the White House and burn the White House and all this and that, well, that's just not going to happen. And so right now, like I say, probably starting this weekend, you're going to see it heat up real good. And I think probably next week you're going to see President Trump act decisively to do what he has to do here.
All right.
So I think that's what my belief is going to occur. Because there's not much left to do now. These guys have been caught. And all the proof is there, and I'm sure there's been a lot of groundwork laid already because President Trump knew that they were going to try to steal the election, so he was waiting for them. So now they have to pay for what they did.
So, Don, this is my theological stumbling block, if you will, and I'm not saying that it's a stumbling block against myself or to the truth. It's what causes me to say that I don't believe that we're going to see the White House remain. Let me just basically say a house divided cannot stand. And every time in history a nation has gotten to the point where we are, except maybe for the Civil War, that was a pretty divided thing. And out of the Civil War came a union to some degree. But this kind of division leads to collapse. A house divided cannot stand. And we have never seen, again, except for the Civil War, we weren't there for that. We don't know the climate. The moral condition of the nation was nothing like the immorality that is in our nation today. We would have to admit that, you know, the White House didn't light up with rainbow colors. They didn't have legislation and laws and pedophilia and all this pornography and homosexuality and all the abortion, the shedding of blood, you know, that was not going on during the Civil War. And yet that was an ugly battle because of a divided house. Now we're living in a divided house. And I look at the scriptures, for example, and this is what troubles me. In Matthew 24:2, Jesus said unto them, "Do you not see all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." In Mark 13, he says the same thing. "Seest not these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." And then in Luke 19:44, "And they shall lay thee even with the ground and your children within you, and they shall not leave in you one stone upon another because you knew not the time of your visitation. And then Luke 21:6, as for these things, speaking of the temple, which you behold, the days will come in the which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And when I look through the biblical lens at what's going on in our country, I get the sense in my heart, the spiritual sense, that that is where this is heading, that all of the institutions that everybody's trusting in and the systems of that are supposed to protect what is right, well, it's been so corrupt for so long, and all of a sudden we're going to try to produce something right. I'm having a difficult time believing that everything is going to remain normal. In fact, I believe that with this chaos and instability that's taking place, that what we're really going to see is every institution fail, and there will not be one stone upon another. There's nothing to build upon any longer. Now, that's my theological difficulty as I look through the Word of God. Your thoughts?
Well, I've heard it said that Donald Trump was put in place by the Lord. And that can mean a lot of things. That doesn't necessarily mean that he's not put in there for judgment also. If you look at the state of the country morally, it's Sodom and Gomorrah. There's no doubt about that. I don't think anyone can really argue that. And I think there were 500,000 people in Sodom and Gomorrah that the Lord destroyed. And he wasn't making a deal for them with Abraham. He was making a deal for the just that could be found out of 500,000 people. The rest of them were, they were to be destroyed. I mean, they weren't even a consideration by the Lord. He was basically trying to extract his true believers, his true people, out of that destruction. And he ended up getting what he got. Which was Lot and his family. Everyone else died horribly, even everything. I hear even to this day that nothing can even grow there. So the Lord is going to have to issue judgment against the United States for the horrendous sin of 90 million murdered babies and all the pedophiles and sodomites walking around with impunity and even advocating it, you know, flipping the American people more and more into that every day to where it's an accepted thing. And now you're heading into now you're in pedophilia and all that's being uncovered now. So all these horrendous sins, the killing and the taking and the abuse of the innocent, are the things that God hates the most. So, of course, he's going to have to judge America, and it'll be terrible. And will Donald Trump be used to do that? I think so. I mean, Donald Trump is a big advocate of this vaccine. Once it's employed, I think he's going to be behind it. So Donald Trump, in one way, is a savior of the United States, and in the other way, he's a tool to issue judgment against the United States. That much I truly do believe. So I think that's where we're at, and we're all going to live through it. And I do know that God will protect his own. He always does. His true believers, the blood washed, the born again, the obedient, God's going to protect those people. And he's going to do that in a variety of ways. I see him doing that. He's having people prepare physically. He set up places like the Ark in Arkansas. There's a lot of points of light that he's employed that he set up. So I think that would be the big concern of the Lord now. It would be his people in the United States that are truly his born again, blood washed, saved, set aside servants of the Lord. Those are the ones that he's going to protect. That's his main consideration. The rest of this must be judged by God, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He hasn't changed. We've changed, but he hasn't changed a lick. So just look at the Bible, and you can see exactly what's going to happen. And I think that's where we're at.
Amen. Well said, Brother Don. I appreciate that. I've got Pastor Jeff is going to be calling in right now from Virginia. Appreciate your comments. We'll be standing by. I believe you just spoke the truth, and we're going to keep on listening to the truth. Don Huddle from Indiana, thank you so much for calling and making those comments. Just before I take Pastor Jeff on the air right now, I just want to make mention, it appears, when it depends on what view you're looking at things through, as I look through the biblical lens, I see a nation fighting for its survival right now. America should never be in the place of fighting for its survival. You know, the king of the jungle, everybody scatters when the lion comes, right? He doesn't have to fight to and defend himself because there's invasion. No, he's the king of the jungle. But when he's weakened, the predators come. And now we're in a defensive posture, battling it out for the survival of our mind. In just a little bit, I'm going to remind everybody about an old movie with Donald Sutherland called The Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I'm going to show you a little bit of video on that in just a little bit. But getting back to the watermark, getting back to election fraud, getting back to the deception and corruption that is going on in our country right now, I want to welcome to the broadcast Pastor Jeff Bass from Virginia. Good morning, Pastor Jeff. How are you, sir? And what information do you have for our listeners today?
Hey, good morning, Pastor Vincent. I hope you're doing fine. Good morning to all your listeners out there. Like I had told you in our conversations and so forth, God has spoken to me earlier this year, just in my time, that he spoke the word exposure. And I was thinking of an entirely different, going a different direction. But long story short, since that time, God has been just like revealing to me or directing me to various articles. Like I said, I'm not an investigative journalist or anything like that. But Saturday, I came across this article that says that this is this past Saturday, which is October 31st. And it was from the AmericanReport.org, and it's entitled Biden Using Scorecard, and that's in like all caps, Scorecard and the Hammer to Steal Another U.S. Presidential Election, just like Obama and Biden did in 2012. That's the title of the article. And it basically just, you know, we'll read the entire article, but the overview, it says in February of 2009, the Obama administration commandeered a powerful supercomputer system known as the Hammer. And it says the Hammer includes an exploitation known as Scorecard that is capable of hacking into elections and stealing the vote, according to CIA contractor turned whistleblower Dennis Montgomery, who designed and built the Hammer. The whistleblower tapes confidential audio recordings released by U.S. District Judge G. Murray Snow's courtroom in November of 2015 revealed that Scorecard was deployed by the Obama team against Florida election computers to steal the 2012 presidential election on behalf of President Obama and Vice President Biden. It said Scorecard is now being activated to steal the vote on behalf of Joe Biden once again. Biden utilized the Hammer and the Scorecard while running for VP in 2012 with Obama. Votes are again being stolen on Biden's behalf as he runs for president of the U.S. It says this time, Scorecard is stealing votes in Florida, Georgia, Texas, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, and Arizona, according to Montgomery. Now, I interject right here. This article now is October 31st, which is last Saturday, before the election. This came out. And it says that Scorecard steals elections by tampering with the computers at the transfer points of state election computer systems and outside third-party election data vaults as votes are being transferred. Scorecard uses a prismatic scoring algorithm that Montgomery created to achieve the desired results by those that control the Hammer and the Scorecard. In Florida, one of the transfer points is VR Systems based in Tallahassee. And then it says software vendor VR operates in 8 U.S. states. The Democrats tested their technology during the Democrat Party primaries. Otherwise, Bernie Sanders would have won the 2020 nomination. Scorecard was utilized on behalf of Biden during the 2020 primary against Sanders, the Democrat primary. They go on to say it was stolen from Sanders, but that nonetheless, that's pretty much it. Then they, you know, that's the gist of that article.
Now, Pastor Jeff, how does that work with the watermark that they're talking about? Because you're talking about fraudulent activities with computer software, and obviously the watermark was only for actual paperwork. So how are they going to correct that other than just make the accusation?
Well, there was a second article that the Lord had me to come across. It came across that came out November 2nd, which is the day before the election. This article is entitled "Democrats Colluding with CIA to Launch Intelligence Operation That Alters Voting Machine Results." And this one, quickly, Dave Janda of Operation Freedom has unleashed a bombshell story with huge implications for Tuesday's elections. Janda's guest in his latest broadcast is a former high-level intelligence official, Lieutenant General Tom McInerney, who warns that the Dems and the CIA have put in place a mechanism which can alter the voting results of electronic voting machines in key swing states like Pennsylvania that would determine the outcome of the election. This covert technology is called Operation Scorecard, and it was built by the CIA to surreptitiously steal elections in targeted countries. Now that technology is being turned against the U.S. and is about to be activated on Tuesday to steal the election for Biden, explains Lieutenant General McInerney. It said, as McInerney explains,
steal the election from Biden.
For Biden.
For Biden. Okay.
Him, but for him.
Okay.
My bad.
Okay.
It says, in an interview. Well, no. Let me see. It says, as McInerney explains, and then there was a video with the article. After the closing of polls in Pennsylvania, now, well, what I'm saying now, I'm reading what McInerney, the lieutenant general, is explaining how it was going to be done, he said. He says, after the closing of polls in Pennsylvania and other swing states, the voting machines will be intercepted and then altered using complex algorithms to alter the votes in a way that evades detection, handing a victory to the pre-designated winner, Joe Biden. In the interview, the general explains that a covert app called Scorecard steals votes by making sure Democrats always stay about 3% ahead of their Republican rivals. The Scorecard steals the elections by tampering with the computers at the transfer points, he says. This also explains why Joe Biden recently said with great clarity, and I'm quoting what I'm saying, I'm quoting the lieutenant general, he said, this is why Biden recently said with great clarity, quote, together, I think the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. Here, then he shows the video, which I think on some news outlets have been showing that. He goes, McInerney says, this might also help explain why Joe Biden told voters at a recent small rally that he didn't, quote, need their vote to become president, and why Nancy Pelosi says Biden will win no matter what the votes say on November 3rd. Then he says the deep state has a plan in place to steal the election by altering votes in key swing states. And if Trump challenges the fraud, he will be condemned for refusing to accept the outcome of the rigged election. This is the narrative trap that has been set by the treasonous mainstream media. Keep in mind, he says, that just over the last 2 days, Trump campaign officials were asking for detailed information about how voting machines are handled in Pennsylvania. The Trump campaign asked officials in Cumberland County for the names of people who transport ballots and voting machines once polls close, the names of people who have access to the ballots afterward, and the precise location where the ballots are stored, including room numbers. It seems that Trump's people are already aware that the Dems are working to fraudulently steal this election by altering votes in Pennsylvania, and they're trying to stop it. Be aware, and this is the last statement, he said, that unless Trump receives an overwhelming wave of votes on Tuesday beyond the margin of Democrat fraud, the Dems have a mechanism in place to steal the election, condemn Trump for challenging the vote theft, and seizing control of the White House from this day. But I guess answering your question, from what I've heard some stories about the watermark too. I think that President Trump had asked for just what I read here, he says, for this, but they already knew that they were going to have the watermark stuff in place. So point, counterpoint, they knew that they were going to do that. So he has a plan in place with the watermark. That's just my take on it from what I read in this article.
You know what the scripture that comes to mind, Pastor Jeff, with all this is that in, and I'm looking at it in 2 Timothy chapter 3, and it says, what persecutions I endured. This is the Apostle Paul. But out of them all, the Lord deliver me. Verse 12, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Boy, with all this stuff we're talking about, fraud, this is just the reality of Scripture again. In the last days, perilous times will come, and we're literally witnessing this deception. It's not surprising. None of this is surprising, but what is heartbreaking is the gradual satanic takeover of the minds of the masses within our nation and around the world, a descending darkness, and it's very real. And there are few that are actually walking in the glorious light and are awakened to these realities. You'll remember, Pastor Jeff, if I may just put this out there, in the movie with Donald Sutherland years ago, The Invasion of the Body Snatchers, one of the problems is that these space alien type virus or whatever they were, they attacked the people while they were sleeping. And what happened in all the metropolitan places throughout the entire nation, the people were being taken over and they became emotionalists and they just became like mindless robots. And Donald Sutherland and his girlfriend were fighting against getting attacked and getting this thing on them through the entire movie. But every time they would try to sleep, they would fall asleep. This thing would come and they'd wake up in the nick of time. But at the very end of the movie, Donald Trump's girlfriend says, calls his name, and he turns around and he's been zombified. And it's such a telling story of what's going on in our nation right now, because very soon, martial law, military powers, people getting ID'd, vaccinated, becoming the mindless, emotionless people. And those that stand up and stand out will become the enemy of the state. And this really does play into the biblical authority of the book of Revelation. Your thoughts on that?
No, I absolutely agree. I mean, it's absolutely, to me, I don't want to use the word scary, but eye-opening that people, even people like your relatives or friends, you know, they are so deceived by the media. I mean, for so long, I mean, I think people thought that, you know, you could listen to Fox or whatever, but Fox is even bought in now. I mean, so it's like, where do you get your information? And of course, the biblical answer is we have to look unto Jesus and we have to pray. And, you know, we've had those conversations and seek the face of the Lord and just cry out to him and pray in the Holy Spirit and just seek God because you should know the truth and the truth shall make us or set us free. Because the truth is not in the media. The truth is, you know, like I've told people before, and you know it, my degree is in journalism. I was in journalism for 15 years before I was saved. And this is, as they say, this is not your grandfather or your father's media. I mean, it's like, I know people in our church who they religiously watch CNN and all of that. And then they have been duped because they believe that's, quote unquote, the gospel. That's, hey, if it's on CNN or if it's on the mainstream media, it's true. And, you know, I always say you have to search out the truth for yourself. You have to seek the Lord, you know, to open our eyes, to take the scales off our eyes, to actually see what's going on. Because I think so many, even some Christians, I'm not trying to just say everybody, put them in a box or anything. They're not looking at this, you know. They're looking at it either they hate Trump or either they're on this side and that side. But it's really good to me, good versus evil. And you know, if I try to have that conversation with some close friends, I don't want to hear that. You know, it's black or white or this or that or you know, Republican or Democrat. But it's to me, it's deeper than that. It's spiritual warfare. It's good versus evil, you know, and is sad.
And while the church slept, this demonic thing came in and people, you know, that woke up were demon possessed or deceived and are now capitulating to the world movement or the movement of the broad road that leads to destruction, even while claiming to be Christian or whatever. People are capitulating. They're moving. And almost aimlessly, not, without thinking, without looking, without searching. So the Spirit of the Lord is crying out throughout the nations of the earth to the people, wake up, wake up. And the time of the trumpet blowing, what happens, Pastor Jeff? You know, the 10 virgins, they will awaken. Some will have oil, some will have not, because while they went to sleep, they didn't prepare themselves to have the oil of the light of the truth to understand what's going on in this world. And I fear that even those who have been holding back and holding off and resisting, even they are going to get exhausted, because in the last days, the Antichrist will wear out the saints. And I do believe that there will be capitulation. There will be people falling away, defecting from the truth, love waxing cold, and people are going to just give up. And that is not where we should be right now. We should be awakening, and we should have the oil and the light and arm ourselves with the truth. How you know, where are we in that conversation?
No, I mean, even as pastors, you know, I mean, I look at the situation, but I do like David. He encouraged himself in the Lord. I mean, you know, I've been recently, you know, looking at it and saying, you know, God, I know that good is going to eventually triumph over evil, you know, and I mean, I don't, you know, pull my hair out because of, you know, some people, like, they're just so caught up in it. But my thing is, truth should prevail. And so the enemy wants to say, well, you know, all those prophets who said this or you know, the truth. But what is happening now? It looks like the wicked are triumphing. And, you know, we have to remind ourselves that God is in control. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You know, faith come by hearing by the word of God. So that's how I basically encourage myself, because we'll just, you know, it's easy to go from, you know, from the spirit to the flesh. And in the flesh there, the Bible tells us there's no good thing in it. So I don't want to transition to that. So I have to basically stay in the spirit. Just recently, I think it was yesterday, the Lord was telling me, he just spoke to me in, via the Holy Spirit, you need to pray in the spirit more. And for those who don't pray in the spirit, just pray, period. We just need to get closer to the Lord, continue to hear from him. Everything, I was doing a teaching this week. I do a Tuesday night teaching. I was teaching, you know, every decision we make, we need to seek God. I mean, you know, where do I move? Do I do it? Do I do this? What do I, anything I do, as far as me, I always consult the Lord, you know, Holy Spirit, show me, speak to me, you know, because I don't want to get out of the will of God and take a step. And then, it's too, you know, I made a mistake. So, you know, I just think we just have to continue to pray. We just have to continue to watch, you know, to encourage one another that evil is not going to triumph. It may look like that, but then there's a lot of scriptures and Psalms that talks about how, you know, what God would do. Matter of fact, I just taught on Psalms, I think it was Psalms 18:2, about the different, you know, the God is our shield, he's our refuge, he's our stronghold. And the more I taught that, the more I encouraged myself, because it's very difficult to go to a doctor and he's discouraged. I think that commercial that they had one time, the doctor came in and they said, well, what is it going to be like, doc? And he says, I don't know, we just kind of wing it. You know, that doesn't give you much confidence. So as a man of God and a pastor, I have to be strong in the Lord and be courageous to be able to teach, you know, the saints and stuff. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Well, I think it's a good place to be. Pastor Jeff Bass from Virginia, God bless you, my friend. Thank you for calling in. This pulpit's always open to you. God bless you.
Well, God bless you, Pastor Vincent. Talk to you.
Thank you, sir. All right. Hey, if you have a question or comment about what you're hearing today, what you can do is call in at 818-369-0326. If you're already online, you could just press 1 on your dial pad and share information. So if we were to wrap up what we've been saying for the last 49 minutes, is that the election fraud in the United States of America is apparent. It's not surprising. very real. Sides are being taken. Joe Biden now has more Secret Service surrounding him, more air protection over him. There is a siding, there is conversation coming from the left that there will have to be a bodily removal of President Trump, who is refusing, or they suggest will refuse, to give up the White House. There is deception, there is trickery. When you have 1,000 witches putting curses on the president and bringing chaos and confusion, now, what the church needs to be doing is praying like crazy. But what are we to pray for? Is this the time of the righteous judgment of God upon a nation who for 60 years blasphemed him, openly mocked him, absolutely blasphemed him, poured out of the belly of the beast in Hollywood some of the most filthy, corrupt defilements that would ever be seen in the mind of a young person? We have allowed things to happen that at one time would have shocked our nation. We always remember Gone with the Wind, frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a. And when they used the word damn, what happened? The nation was in shock. Can you imagine when they started showing bloodshed, murder, rape, drug abuse, corruption, defilement, and that moved on to all the different industries that were built up? Folks, America is ripe for judgment. And while we may be saying we're on the good side, we're on the right side, I believe the only good and right side to be on right now is the good and right side of Jesus Christ. And let him do what he wants to do. Let him move the way that he wants to move. And pray, Lord, thy will be done. And even in the book of Revelation, when the total destruction of Babylon is taking place, the angels are crying out, Lord, you are just and right to do what you have done. And would to God that God's people would see that what we desire is justice, not from the right to the left and the left to the right, because quite frankly, the right has been just corrupt as the left at different times. There is no, it's like the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. One side is good and you're evil. The right is good and the left is evil. But that's not, it's all death. If we're not going to promote what Christ is and who Christ is and what he promoted, if we're not going to maintain our moral values as a Judeo-Christian nation, if we're not willing to legislate laws that protect our society from the madness of the corruption that has defiled multitudes, well, now we're sitting here in a position defending our democracy, quote unquote, defending our nation. We're now in a posture of defense, because there's an approaching enemy within. The enemies without are salivating over this moment. Islamic terrorists are salivating over this moment. Communistic agenda, socialistic agenda, nations of the earth that are unified in a global agenda. I mean, this is the time to take out the impediment. This is the time to remove the obstacle to the global New World Order, one world government that is biblically spoken of. And yes, there is a battle, and we are going to see the battle. We're going to see it. It's going to be around us. I'm praying for Psalm 91 that 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thy dwelling. Only with your eyes will you see the reward of wickedness within a nation who promoted violence against God, who defied the right for the Lord Jesus Christ to be the supremacy of our nation, and no longer valued the laws of God Almighty. I'm telling you, and I'm not trying to be religious. I'm not trying to be dramatic. I'm just saying, through the biblical lens, it's a no-brainer. And I would say right now, wake up, wake up, wake up. And what are we looking at right now? What are we about to see happen within our nation? What is it that's happening? I've got a call coming in from area code 605. Let me put these back on and say good morning to our friends. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air. South Dakota.
Hello. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Good morning.
The watchmen. Praise the Lord. The watchmen have been speaking for many years.
Go ahead.
for many years now. And now the judgment is started, and it will get more intense as the days go by. And it will fulfill the word of God that is in the book of Revelations. And also, like Brother Don mentioned, God's people, his saints, will be under divine protection as you walk in the Holy Ghost and you live in the Spirit. You're going to walk in the Spirit. And I believe that all through this time period, God has been so merciful. And when we go forth until the day comes that Jesus Christ takes over and rules and reigns, we will march in this army, and we will also observe people with the eyes of God Almighty. And that's where you'll see the glory of God at the same time as the judgment.
Kathy, when we see the mindless masses, I mean, I'm talking about Christian people that insisted they're voting for Joe Biden because they can't stand Donald Trump. These are Christians that go to church. This is what Pastor Jeff was just talking about, that people are actually have become so dumbed down, so mindless, so taken over by a spirit of darkness that they would vote for Joe Biden. Now, we know what Joe Biden stands for, right? And I'm just talking linear here. I'm talking horizontal, talking about earthly things, temporal things, because this too ultimately shall pass. And we all understand that. But how could anybody that claims to be a Christian vote for someone who is mindless, number one, is honestly not all there, in all sincerity, but more than that, worse than that, stands for abortion, stands for homosexuality, stands for all these things. How could anybody that calls himself a Christian, and this is the mindlessness, this is the takeover of the minds of people, and I believe it's going to get stronger and stronger, and the darkness will get stronger. Now, the light will be available to those who cry out for the light, who are prepared for the light, who long for the light, who desire the light. But I think a lot of people are going to start giving up. I really fear that the word of God is going to become true, that they're going to start giving up on their relationships. Their love is going to grow cold. I believe that they're going to hate one another. They're going to betray one another. I believe many people are going to have a form of godliness, but they're going to deny the power of God in their lives to live the life that God has called us to. I believe that people are, it's all going to become exactly what Jesus said, but there is a remnant. There are overcomers. The majority of Christians will go into the great tribulation. We know that. And they will have their robes washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's a good thing. Praise God. So politically, socially, horizontally, earthly, temporally, we're in this battle right now in our country. Pastor Dana Coverstone said he saw the fist of a fist strike the calendar in November. And it just looks like it's lining up right now that fist may be revolutionary war, violence. Something on a level that we had predicted, but nobody could imagine actually take place. Your thoughts?
Well, the Bible does say that they said they were one of us, but they went out from us. And that is talking about a religious spirit that has taken over not only in our country, but other countries. This form of godliness, just religion. But they have not really known. Jesus says, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. And they're going to say, well, didn't we cast out demons? Didn't we heal the sick and all that? And Jesus was saying, I never knew you. Now, that's down the road for many people. But they are not of us.
They are not. And I believe, Kathy, the people that truly are of the Lord, truly are of the Lord, they are going to behold with their eyes, they are going to see, they are going to hear that a nation that once was the greatest nation on the face of the earth, who for 60 years allowed the incremental invasion to take place in our country, that we are going to deeply regret that. But I need to hold on for 1 second. I need to prepare to say goodbye to our friends in Missouri on 91.7 FM KNEO. God bless you, saints in Missouri. I know you're preparing. I know that the majority of your state voted for Donald J. Trump. God bless you guys. And I wonder how all of you are doing out there and how you can contact me personally. There's a commercial coming up right now. You can contact our ministry. And I just want to welcome everybody on KNEO and say goodbye. We'll see you next week. This program will be airing every Saturday at 11 a.m. on KNEO.org. KNEO.org, 11 o'clock every Saturday morning till 12 noon. So, again, God bless. And continuing on with our friends on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio and on Omega Radio and YouTube, we're going to continue on the conversation. If you have something you'd like to share, the number to call is 818-369-0326. And I'll put that number on the board for those of you watching. 818-369-0326. And always press 1 on your dial pad to let us know you're calling in. Kathy, any final thoughts you would like to share?
Be very vigilant and pray and seek the face of the Lord and be led of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'll continue listening.
Okay, Kathy. God bless you. South Dakota. We're waiting for your call, 818-369-0326. You're listening to The Watchman on Omega Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, and YouTube. And the cry today is to wake up the people. I'm going to play a clip for you right now. This is kind of a treat for those that have been staying with us in the program. This was the trailer from the movie The Invasion of the Body Snatchers. This was the trailer. And I want you to get what they're saying, and hopefully it'll tune in nice and clear. And then I want to play the final clip of this. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to share it on the screen so you can actually see it. And we'll go ahead and we'll put that on the Chrome tab, and we will go to, here it is. Let's see. And let's share it. All right, here it is. This is The Invasion of the Body Snatchers. This is what's going on in our country. Watch this.
They come from a dying world. They drift through the universe, pushed on by the solar winds. They adapt, and they survive. The function of all life is survival. Sleep. 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 From deep space. Sleep. Sleep. The seed is planted. Sleep. Sleep. Terror grows. Sleep.
Elizabeth, wake up! That's you when you sleep! Sit up!
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
It's got no detail, no character. It's unformed.
All of a sudden, they're growing like parasites. Is it contagious? People are being duplicated.
How do you know my name? I didn't tell you my name.
I can't find anything in here that looks like a body.
My side's nose bleeding.
It looked right at me.
You're looking at it as if it was human. It was not human.
Now, the classic fear begins to grow.
We're being cornered.
In a modern masterpiece of science fiction.
They're barricading the street.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Get down.
Starring Donald Sutherland, Brooke Adams, Leonard Nimoy. Invasion of the Body Snatchers. From deep space, the seed is planted. Terror grows.
All right, so I just wanted to share that out there. I want to share one more clip with you at the end of that movie. And let's remove the stream here. So I want to go to an invite again, and I just want to show again on the invite. Let me get rid of this little guy. Oh, let's get rid of you. Stop screen. Okay. So I'll share the screen one more time with this clip at the very end of the movie. Now, what you saw was a lot of people running for their lives, but this is the scene at the end of the movie. Donald Sutherland and his girlfriend were fighting everywhere they went. People were being taken over. Here's the end of the movie. Not much sound, but Donald. The mindless masses. Everyone marching in the same direction, all conformed. Emotionless. It's what the Nazis tried to do to the Jews through their concentration camps. But here it's open, wide open. Now here comes Donald's girlfriend that had been running with him through the whole program to escape. So what was the point of sharing that? Okay, the point was, I think somebody had an understanding of what would be taking place in the last days upon this earth. Do you know the Bible actually predicts that there would be some pit that would open, and out of the pit would come demonic forces that would literally take over people? Do you know that the Bible talks about the satanic spiritual invasion, that men would be stung by a demonic presence? Do you know the deception that Jesus talked about in the last days? You see, it's real. The deception is real. How do you know that you're not going to be infected? How do you know that you're not being under the spell of a demonic presence? How do you know you're in the light? How do you know those people that were taken over, they didn't know? The person that's deceived, do they know that they're deceived? Listen, go back to the Word of God. Pray for the Holy Spirit of truth. Go back to the gospel. Cling to Jesus Christ. Believe in Him. We're not promoting fear. The Hollywood could do that just fine. There's something there. There's something there. When I see people being taken over mentally about their decision-making faculties, about what they're going to do, and I hear their reasoning, I think, my God, what has happened to you? Where have you gone? Where are you? I mean, I know we're Christians and we have our citizenship in heaven and Jesus is our King and we have eternal life, but on this earth to suggest that moving in a direction that vilifies God Almighty is better because you don't like the personality of another person, that's insane. Well, you see, something's going to hit the news media tonight, tomorrow, today. Decisions are going to be made, forms, sides are going to be formed, and there's going to be a clashing. And it's been predicted in the Word of God that a nation that follows the path of Sodom and Gomorrah, as Brother Don said, In the New Testament, it will be judged just like Sodom and Gomorrah. That in the last days, it would be like the days of Noah, where people's hearts were so grievous against the Lord. A flood is coming, but the scriptures tell us it's not going to be of water, it's going to be fire. Fire from nuclear weapons, fire from comets, dirty bombs, laser beams, fire in the streets, fire in the cities. What kind of fire? Fire, judgment. And both of these things happened before the Mosaic Law ever showed up, by the way. The days of Lot, the days of Noah, there was no Mosaic Law. It was the condition of men's hearts. It was the condition of men's hearts. America has promoted the rebellion and the corruption. Church went to sleep. And now it's waking up, the majority, and they're going to vote for Joe Biden. What? Who are the remaining saints? Who has the mind of Christ? Who is walking in the integrity of the gospel? Who is producing the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Where are they? Where is the real church? Is it you? Are you a hidden one? Are you awake? Do you understand what time it is? Or are you still caught up in the left and right paradigm? Oh, if Trump wins, we're okay. If Biden wins, we're doomed. Or if Biden wins, we're okay. And if Trump wins, we're doomed. That's a left-right paradigm. The scriptural, biblical paradigm for this hour far exceeds that paradigm. You have to know that you cannot sin against God for 60 years and just go unpunished. The very turmoil, the very instability that we're beginning to sense, the very corruption and defilement that's been promoted within our nation, that little children have been caught up into pornography and have been prey to the pedophilia movement in our nation, and the adultery and the fornication and all the sexual deviancy that's going on in our nation. I mean, all that was the beginning of our problem. We should have seen it and knew what it was doing to the psychology of our nation. But we have been psychologically so dumbed down that we barely hear any truth anymore. It's always mixed. It's a watered down gospel. It's a mixture of wine and water, and it brings forth a delusion. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know. Now, in this country, what are we supposed to do right now? I know the answer is always pray, right? Always pray. But what is the real answer right now? Are we to get out on the highways? Are we to go into a Mad Max reality, strap up all the weapons we have, hit the road out there because it's going to get crazy? Or are we now in the time of the patience and the faith of the saints? Are we getting rooted and grounded in love that the winds that are going to blow will not uproot our faith and our trust in Almighty God? Are we prepared to meet the Lord today in our hearts? Have we forgiven everybody on this earth, or maybe even those that have left? And most importantly, have we forgiven ourselves? Have we allowed for the reproach to be rolled away off of our lives? Have we become born again? Are we washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are we regenerated and renewed by the power of the Holy Spirit? Are we born again? Are our lamps burning? Is our salt still salty? Are we ready to meet the Lord together or individually, each one of us right now? How are we going to fare tomorrow? If the footmen have wearied us, what will happen when the prancing chariots come? The lion in the thicket who has been observing the prey is ready to pounce. I don't know if we're really seeing things from a biblical perspective. A global perspective, it's very clear. You have to shut down the United States of America in its opposition. Whatever opposes globalization, you've got to get it down. You've got to get rid of sovereignty, independence. You have to bring everything into a global community. And we got to depopulate the earth. We got to bring in laws of the New World Order, the One World Government, the International Criminal Court. We have to vilify everybody that stands against this New World Order, this global movement. And it's happening all around us. Waiting for your call, 818-369-0326. John Hershey says, zombie going the walk the earth. Zombies are going to walk the earth. They're already walking the earth, John. I appreciate that. I will say, says Saving Grace, I too voted for Trump as well, and I deeply regret it. Uh-oh. After seeing everything that is happening now, I wish so much that I had made Jesus Christ. Amen. Way to go. I love this, Saving Grace. I wish I would have wrote in Jesus Christ. We cannot put our hope in any man. I totally agree with that statement. Lorraine Vasquez is saying, this is heavy duty. River of Fire, Pastor Jeff, the church is sleeping. Sean Woodson saying, but I don't think it matters because God is angry with America and he's going to punish America, even though I voted for Trump. Okay, Sean, I hear that loud and clear. Nancy Luden says, I agree that many Christians will give up, but those who have accepted the fact that Christians will suffer persecution will have their lamps trimmed and ready for hard times. Great word, Nancy. God bless you for that. I've got another call coming in before I continue reading in the section. It's area code 479-321. Let's go ahead and take this call. Good morning. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Morning, Pastor.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, I was intrigued by that. You were talking about watermarks on the ballot. I hadn't heard that before, but how would they get watermarks on all the ballots in all the states?
I guess before they sent them out, they had taken the official water ballots and had put the secret mark on them. That's the story that they're telling. And then they released them to all the states, yeah.
I was just under the impression that all the states printed their own ballots.
Maybe they do, and that would be an obstruction to that view, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it gives me an idea, though, of something to look at and see if I can find out.
Okay, let's look into that, Phil, and let's find out if that's the truth or not. I'd appreciate that. It's a big conversation. We'll have it on Tuesday.
I hope it is true.
Amen. We'll see. All right. Let me know. I'll see you this weekend. Looking forward to fellowshipping with both you and Miriam this weekend over at the New Wine Ministry Fellowship. God bless you.
Good. See you then tomorrow, Pastor.
All right, Phil. Thanks for calling in. It's a great point that Phil just made. If the states did it, if they give their ballots out on their own, well, what that means is that every state would have had a CIA moment to make sure that the state's ballots had been watermarked. That would have been more complex to then just one source of the ballots. We'll find that out as we go. Okay, so let's get into this. River of Fire, 22 million Christians didn't even vote. We needed to vote by the word of God. Wow, 22 million Christians did not vote in this election. That is pretty amazing. My gosh. All right, River of Fire, possess our souls with patience. That's the thing to do right now, folks. All right, I think we're good for right now with all the comments. I don't see anything else here. I see Lorraine has been talking a lot. She's saying it's a sigh, but it's grievous, but America is due, and that is so true. God bless you, Lorraine, and for all of our friends in Colorado, Kim. Trust everybody's going to stay the course. It's really important that we all do. I am seeing that our lines are pretty clear right now. If you have a question or comment, we've got 11 minutes. If you'd like to share something on this broadcast today, the number to call, 818-369-0326. Press 1 on your dial pad. I'll bring you into the conversation. Until then, I'm saying goodbye to the most beautiful lady on the planet, Patricia Joy Xavier. You look absolutely gorgeous. Have a super blessed day, you beautiful woman of light and truth. Sorry, I just got carried away. She's absolutely stunning. But besides that, I've got to get going. I think we're all good right now. Don't see any calls coming in. No further comments. Oh, wait. Sean Woods says, Brother Vincent, so what is coming next? talking about it on Tuesday. We'll see you Tuesday. I'm out for the weekend. You guys have a super blessed day, a super blessed weekend. Stay the course. Listen to this broadcast again. Send it to your friends. There was a lot of truth in it. Hopefully they'll be able to see it on YouTube or on Facebook. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, as my elder George would say. God bless everybody. To all of our listeners, shalom to you, peace to you in Jesus Christ, and may the blessing of his peace be upon your life today. Right now, there's a roundtable discussion on being an overcomer. Do you want to be an overcomer in the last days? Yes, my dear. Okay. Do you want to be an overcomer in the last days? Listen right now on omegaradio.org, omegaradio.org. How to be an overcomer in these last days. I think this conversation is going to be most powerful to know how to get through the days that we're living in. And having said that, I'm going to say goodbye. Shalom, everybody. Right now, Omega Radio, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Goodbye to Facebook, YouTube. Shalom, everybody. We love you. God bless you.